The purchase of these trucks could lead to the establishment of natural gas fuel stations in Colombia. City Fleet Operations Manager Eric Evans says that move can create a natural gas corridor between St. Louis and Kansas City.
And this would allow or give the sufficient range for these vehicles to be able to traverse across the state of Missouri on I-70 using compressed natural gas.
Evans says natural gas is a dollar or more cheaper than the current price of a gallon of either diesel or gasoline. Kansas City has had compressed natural gas stations since 1996. That city's fleet administrator, Sam Swearingen, says natural gas produces less exhaust, which can contribute to a cleaner environment.
It would be a really good thing if Columbia, with Kansas City and St. Louis, would put public stations in to where we could get this network installed and start using a domestic fuel. A cleaner domestic fuel.
Swearingen says one of the biggest obstacles for cities trying to adapt to this fuel is high cost of natural gas tanks. Paige Sinker, KBIA News.